Do you want to make more money on Instagram? Don't you wish there was a way to get paid with a reoccurring monthly revenue directly from the followers that you already have, the audience that you've already built over on Instagram? Well, thanks to Instagram subscriptions, that is possible. So whether you're an Instagram expert or you've never heard of Instagram subscriptions before, today I'm going to tell you everything you need to know, including my best tips in order to increase your subscribers and make more money directly on Instagram. For those of you who may have missed it, in May of 2022, Instagram rolled out a new feature called Instagram subscriptions. Initially, this was just a test with about a dozen or so creators, and then they began slowly broadening the parameters of who could become a subscription-based creator or what creators could offer subscriptions on Instagram. And now a lot of people have access to subscriptions. But what the heck even are Instagram subscriptions? A good way to think of it is like Patreon, if you're familiar with that platform, or even OnlyFans, if you're familiar with OnlyFans, but it's specifically for Instagram. So your existing followers can choose to subscribe to your account in order to unlock certain exclusive benefits. Now, I should say that just because you turn on subscriptions doesn't mean that now all of your followers have to pay. All of your followers can still keep following you. The subscribers who choose to subscribe will do so in order to unlock exclusive benefits and content. When you're setting it up, you get to choose exactly how much you charge. You can charge as little as $1.99 a month and as most as $99 per month. So you have quite a bit of flexibility in terms of how much you're going to be charging your subscribers, and you have total freedom in terms of what you're going to be giving them. You could turn on your subscriptions and give your subscribers absolutely nothing, or you could turn on your subscriptions and give your followers access to everything and anything under the sun. It's totally up to you. In order to go through the necessary steps to set it up, you will have to submit some sort of information in regards to where they are going to pay you, because of course they have to send the money somewhere. And like I said, Instagram is constantly making subscriptions available to more and more creators, but at the time of recording this, Instagram subscriptions are available in Australia, Brazil, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Mexico, Spain, the United Kingdom, and the United States. Once you have Instagram subscriptions set up, your followers will be able to subscribe directly from your feed posts, directly from your profile, or you can even attach a sticker to your Instagram stories so that people can subscribe right there from your stories. Once they subscribe, what do they get? Well, like I said earlier, it is pretty much up to you, but what you can offer them is private Instagram stories that only your subscribers can see, private subscriber-only feed posts that, again, only your subscribers can see, subscriber-only live videos, subscriber-only group chats, subscriber-only broadcast channels, and the one thing that you don't really get control over that every subscriber automatically gets is a little tiny purple crown icon next to their username. Once one of your followers becomes a subscriber, they automatically unlock anything that you have previously posted to your subscribers only feed, so they can see any feed posts that you shared, any reels, any carousels that are only for subscribers that you've posted in the past. If you have any stories during that day or any upcoming lives, they will automatically be able to attend or view those videos. And then from there, they will be charged once a month until they decide to cancel. And so without getting too far ahead of myself, one of the awesome things about Instagram subscriptions is that it's a reoccurring revenue for you. It's a relatively low cost or low commitment for your subscribers, depending on how much you decide to charge them. But then for you as the creator, if you get, let's say, 100 subscribers who are paying you $5 a month, that might be a relatively low cost for each subscriber. But for you, that's about $500 extra dollars each month just for subscribers only content. Now, I will say that Instagram is very generous and they take $0 and 0 cents. They take 0% commission on your subscriber fee, but the App Store does take a certain percentage. And that's because the transaction, the subscription, is being facilitated through the App Store. This is technically an in-app purchase or an in-app subscription. So whether you're on Apple or Android, whether your subscribers are on Apple or Android, the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store take around 30% commission for your total subscribers amount. So to use the numbers that we were talking about a minute ago, if you have 100 subscribers who are paying $5 a month, you wouldn't actually be making $500 a month. You would actually only be making $370 a month. So still better than nothing, but the app stores definitely do take a big chunk. There are no other special criteria that you need in order to get this feature. If you have a professional account and you live in one of the countries that I listed earlier, you're good to go. Just make sure you don't violate any of Instagram's community guidelines. Make sure that your account status is in good standing, and you should eventually get access to the feature. Unfortunately, Instagram subscriptions, just like many other Instagram features, takes a lot of time and processing power to roll out to every single user. So if you meet all of the criteria that I have listed, but you don't have access to Instagram subscriptions, just keep refreshing, keep checking your settings, and keep your fingers crossed in the hopes that you get access to subscriptions soon. Now, before we get into the actual top 10 tips of how to increase your subscribers and make more money on Instagram, I think it's important to talk about some of the pros and cons, the risks and rewards of using Instagram subscriptions. I think the biggest pro is that it's right on Instagram. It's built in. And so if you already have a community or a following on Instagram, you don't have to ask them to sign up for some new site. You don't have to ask them to go to Patreon and make a login just to subscribe to you on Patreon. You don't have to ask them to leave Instagram. They can stay right on Instagram and oftentimes very easily make the in-app purchase to become a subscriber. Of course, this is the double-edged sword that is the pro and the con. Because it's on Instagram, you don't have access to these people's emails, you don't have access to their phone numbers, you don't have access to their contact information. The only thing you really know about your subscribers is their Instagram handle. So if Instagram never shuts down or it glitches or your account gets hacked or anything happens to you that makes you lose access to Instagram, well, then you also lose access to this income. You lose access to all of these customers who are paying you a monthly fee. And also, like I've already talked about, because it's owned by Instagram and because all of these transactions are facilitated through the App Store, you do give up a 30% fee. Now, for some membership or community platforms, they might take a greater percentage, they might take a lesser percentage. Some platforms take a flat monthly fee, depending on how many subscribers you have. So really, it's up to you to do your research and figure out which subscription platform is best for you. But if you're someone who has a really raving fan base on Instagram, who's looking for more content that is very similar to what you already share on Instagram, it might make sense for you to create Instagram subscriptions. All right, with all of that being said, let's hop into the top 10 strategies that I have for you in order to get more subscribers on Instagram. Strategy number one is an unfortunate truth of Instagram subscribers, and that is that you have to explain it. Not many people know what Instagram subscriptions are. I mean, we've spent the majority of the beginning of this just me explaining to you what Instagram subscriptions are, and you are likely someone who knows quite a bit more about Instagram than the average one of your followers. So it's important that if you are going to be starting Instagram subscriptions, you have to just explain to people what they even are, because people don't necessarily know what they are paying for. They don't know what they're getting. They don't know what even is this. Is this a part of Instagram? Is this a new platform? What is Instagram subscriptions? So just like I've explained it to you, you need to briefly describe it and explain it to your own followers. Strategy number two, and this one is absolutely essential, is that you need to offer something to your subscribers on Instagram that isn't offered anywhere else. Now, of course, ideally you would be offering something that no one offers anywhere else. But really what I'm specifically meaning by this point is that you need to offer something to your Instagram subscribers that you don't offer anywhere else. So let me give you an example. In the Insta Club Hub, we give weekly trending audio reports. Every single week, all of our club members get 10 audios that we think are currently blowing up or are about to blow up on Instagram. It wouldn't make sense for me to also offer that to my Instagram subscribers because that would cannibalize the Insta Club Hub offer. I would have two offers that are competing with each other. And in fact, if I can take a step back here and share something personal, this is one of the reasons that I have really struggled personally with what do I share on my Instagram subscriptions. And it's not because I can't think of valuable things to share, it's that all of those valuable things are already available inside the Insta Club Hub. And shameless plug for the Insta Club Hub, like I said, there's the 10 trending audios, there's the live trainings, there's the pre-recorded trainings, there's the in-depth tutorials, there's the templates, there's the weekly update on what's hot on Instagram, there's profile reviews and live videos, just pretty much everything already inside the Insta Club Hub. And that's because as we have created the Insta Club Hub, one of our goals is that we are the final resource that you'll ever need for Instagram. You'll never have to listen to another podcast, purchase another course, or follow another expert, because everything is available inside the Insta Club Hub. And that is our goal, so we can help other business owners grow their profiles on Instagram as well and start making more money from Instagram. So that's what the Insta Club Hub is for. And so because of that, the only thing that I can really come up with to share with my Instagram subscribers is behind the scenes content, like outtakes or things that I've like messed up on, bloopers, things like that, that are quote unquote mistakes that I wouldn't share to my normal Instagram feed. That's what I've shared with my Instagram subscribers in the past. But like I said, honestly, it's been very tough to come up with really truly valuable content to share with my subscribers because that's all already inside the club. But I think a great example of something that has very high demand and isn't available anywhere else is what my mom does with her Instagram subscribers. As many of you know, my mom has a background in fitness. A lot of you know her from her past life being a celebrity fitness instructor, turning on your TV at 3 a.m. and hearing her voice selling workout DVDs. Well, she hasn't really been in the fitness space for the last 5 years or so. You might still see some of her infomercials on TV, but she isn't actively producing anymore, and she rarely puts out fitness-based content. But obviously a lot of her followers follow her for that reason, and they're interested in those topics. So on my mom's Instagram subscriptions, she gives weekly behind the scenes of what she's doing. These aren't necessarily workout tutorials, workout guides, these aren't workout DVDs. This is just, hey, here's what I'm doing in the gym, here's my reps, my exercises, my weights, and then her subscribers can do with this information what they may. They might just like consuming that content, or more than likely, they're using this content as ideas and inspiration for their own weekly workouts. But when you offer something that's exclusive, unique, or not available anywhere else, it creates that novelty, it creates that specialness, which will help drive more people to want to become subscribers. Just make sure that in the sales process or in the promotion of your Instagram subscriptions, you make it clear what is available in your subscriptions and why that's unique and special. Tip number three is create additional incentives for joining. Rather than just, hey, you get access to some private stories and lives and feed posts, oh, and you get a little purple crown next to your name, create some sort of additional benefits. Maybe they get exclusive access to a private group chat with you. Maybe they get to ask you one question. Maybe you're going to give them a free, quote-unquote, 10-minute call when they become a subscriber so that they can pick your brain. Maybe when someone becomes a subscriber, you're going to personally send them a message, get their home address, and then you're going to send them a postcard, or you're going to send them a monthly pack of stickers. Basically, create additional incentives, additional bonuses, if you will, for joining your subscriptions. And that's a great way to set your subscriptions apart from everyone else. Speaking of setting yourself apart from everyone else, a great way to grow your subscriptions on Instagram is tip number four, which is make it worth it. Overdeliver and give tons of value for the monthly fee. Of course, maybe you just have some super fans and some very loyal community members who want to become subscribers just for the sake of subscribing. They want to become subscribers just so that they can give back to you and provide you with a small monthly fee in exchange for all of the content that you're already posting. I know that personally, that's something that I've heard echoed by a lot of my subscribers. They don't subscribe to me to get extra content or to get any additional perks or benefits. They subscribe just as a way to say thank you. But maybe that's not you. Maybe that's not your community. Maybe you don't have any super fans yet. And if that's the case, or maybe I should say, regardless of if that's the case, you need to make your subscriptions worth it. You need to make it valuable. The type of value that not just makes people want to stick around, but makes people want to tell their friends that they also need to subscribe to your content. So again, just like in tip number three, you could add extra incentives, bonuses, or benefits to your Instagram subscriptions, but really the bottom line is just make sure that you're over-delivering. Make sure that you are serving people. Make sure that if you really want to grow your subscriptions and you really want to make it something that is a really reliable stream of income for yourself, that is also something that your subscribers can rely on to get value from. And as I've talked about in another recent episode of Build Your Tribe, value doesn't just mean educational tips, right? Value can be funny things. Value can be things that move us. Value can be storytelling. Value can be moving our emotions. Value can be making us laugh or entertaining us or even making us sad. Value can come from many, many different areas. It's not just educational tips. You know, like for myself personally, if all I ever give to my subscribers is behind the scenes bloopers and outtakes, not very many people are going to be at the level of super fan of mine where they're going to want to see those bloopers and outtakes. I mean, very few people fall into that category. But if I was someone like Justin Bieber and I created an Instagram subscription where for $5 a month, you could see all of my, again, remember I'm Justin Bieber, all of my biggest bloopers and outtakes and mistakes and behind the scenes things and things that you don't get anywhere else, well, then obviously tens of thousands of people are going to want that, and that's going to be very valuable for them. So it really depends on who you are, who your audience is, what level of fandom they have towards you, or what level of investment they have into the community that you've built. My fifth tip for you to get more subscribers on Instagram, and this one is going to sound very simple and self-explanatory, yet it's something that I think most people aren't doing enough of, and that's promote it on Instagram and promote it often. Talk about your subscriptions all the time and do different things to engage, reward, and highlight your subscribers and different things to make it seem like it's this kind of exclusive community, this special group of people. give little sneak previews as to what you're posting, talk about your subscriptions, explain what subscriptions are, and just constantly be promoting it on your Instagram. And then along those same lines, my sixth tip for you is also promote it off of Instagram. I know in entrepreneurship and in online marketing especially, you know, we're very used to this idea of, oh, I'm going to send an email to my email list to promote my new course. Oh, I'm going to use my TikTok and my Instagram and my Twitter to promote my upcoming launch. But when it comes to promoting our Instagram subscriptions, people seem to forget that they have all of these other channels, all these other platforms to reach people and reach people who might follow them on Instagram and want to subscribe to them on Instagram or see the announcement that you are now offering Instagram subscriptions. So talk about it on your TikTok. Send an email to your email list. If you have a phone list, send them a text message. If you have a small group community who meets on Zoom, tell them about it. Just like you would promote anything else that you're offering everywhere, you should promote your Instagram subscriptions everywhere. My seventh tip for you to get more subscribers on Instagram is use the Instagram subscriber preview. This is a really cool feature that Instagram gave us. Shout out to Instagram. This is really helpful. And it's a great marketing tool to basically allow you to select three of your subscriber-only feed posts. And so you can have these posts that otherwise would only be visible to your subscribers, visible to the general public, your average follower, and you're allowed to have up to three subscriber previews. And here's how I recommend using those three previews. Two of them should be your best content, and not necessarily the content within your subscribers that got the most engagement, but more beneficially, the content that really exemplifies what someone can expect from your Instagram subscriptions. Why should someone subscribe to you? And when they do, what kind of content can they expect from you? What's, you know, the average day look like for your Instagram subscriber? Make sure that that is really visible, really evident within two of those preview posts. So if you're giving them behind the scenes bloopers, make sure it's the really funny, the best bloopers. If you're giving them, you know, daily workout ideas, make sure it's the daily workout ideas that really seem the most valuable or really exemplify what people are going to get on a day-to-day basis. And that represents two of the three. And then the third and final preview that you can give to your subscribers is basically like a trailer advertising for your subscriptions. This can be highlights, best moments. This can be an edit that's made pretty much specifically for your non-subscribers. But of course, you're going to have to share it to your subscriber only feed first, and then press the button to enable it as one of your previews. And really, this works just like a trailer would for a movie. It's an advertisement. It's trying to entice people and create that FOMO, that feeling of missing out, so that they want to become subscribers. Tip number eight for increasing your subscribers on Instagram, and this is one that I have personally failed at, and that is being consistent. Whatever it is that you promise to your subscribers, even if you just promise them things that aren't necessarily on a schedule. Like, let's say you're just giving them behind the scenes, you're just giving them quick insights into your daily routine. Even if it's not something that you promise on a regular schedule, stay consistent and stick to that regular schedule so that people can get what they paid for. Like I said, I've really failed in this category, but I've kind of intentionally failed, if that makes sense, or I've failed, but I haven't failed. Let me explain. I never promised my subscribers anything. From the launch of my Instagram subscriptions, I've said that I don't know what I'm going to share. I'm not going to promise anything. I'm not going to guarantee any specific content. If you want to subscribe to me, thank you. If you want to do it just as a way to give back, thank you very much. But by no means should anyone feel obligated to subscribe. And more importantly, by no means should no one feel like they're going to get anything or that they're promised or guaranteed anything for subscribing. I basically treat my Instagram subscriptions like a tip jar. There's no incentive for tipping. There's no reward for doing so. There's no incentive or reward for becoming a subscriber of mine. But if you want to grow your subscriptions, if you're unlike me and you're someone who actually wants to incentivize subscribing and get more subscribers, well, then it's something that you're going to want to stay consistent with. You're going to want to deliver on whatever it is you promise. But also, more than just delivering on what you promise, when you stay consistent, your subscribers also really start to appreciate that value from you. They start to expect it from you. They're more likely to have you in their mind. Whether it's your normal feed content or your subscribers' content, they're more likely to recommend you to their friends, and they're more likely to stay subscribed. Tip number nine, and this one is absolutely huge if you want to increase your Instagram subscriptions. This one is a gold mine that I haven't seen anyone else talking about, and I've seen very few people do. And that is to encourage, or dare I say, incentivize referrals. One of the best ways to grow any business, whether you are a brick and mortar business or an e-commerce shop, is to have referrals, word of mouth, people, one customer telling another person to become a customer. That is really powerful. That is an added layer, an added reason why someone would want to become a subscriber. not only do they have all of the awesome features and benefits that you've shared, but also now they have one of their friends, someone who they trust, saying, hey, you should become a subscriber of this person. And so the basic version of tip number 9 is to encourage your subscribers to refer your subscriptions to their friends. Hey, if you think this is really funny, make sure to tell your friends to subscribe as well. Hey, if you find my Instagram subscriptions really valuable, share it with a friend so that they can subscribe as well. But the pro tip for number 9, the pro version of this tip, is to not just encourage it, but to incentivize it. Now, with many online platforms, with many online reoccurring revenue or membership sites, there are ways that you can directly track who refers who, and people can get clear, explicit credit. There's no real way to do that within Instagram subscriptions. There aren't any real built-in softwares yet that will allow you to track referrals within Instagram subscriptions. But what you could do is kind of create like a jerry-rigged version where essentially, let's say Susie recommends Hannah to become a subscriber. Well, then after Hannah becomes a subscriber, Hannah could then send you a message and say, hey, I became a subscriber because Susie referred me. And then you, here's the key, you incentivize that referral. So maybe you give them some kind of reward. Maybe they get a 30-minute coaching call with you. Maybe they get an exclusive sticker from your sticker pack. Maybe they get a special shout out on your Instagram stories. I don't know. There's different offers that you could come up with that are specific to your account, your industry, your community. But really, the point here is that you are rewarding people for referring your subscriptions and specifically for getting that referral to convert to a new subscriber. This is something that, like I said, not many people are doing, not many people are talking about. And that's because it's not very easy to do. And it does require having an engaged group of subscribers, if not even a large group of subscribers as it is, because you're essentially having your subscribers grow your subscriptions for you. But if you can tap into this strategy, if you can be someone who is incentivizing referrals within Instagram subscriptions, your subscriber base is going to grow quick. And then my 10th tip for you to grow your subscribers on Instagram is a tip that really applies to sales and marketing in general, not just to Instagram subscriptions, and that is to focus on the benefits rather than the features. And here's what's going to happen. You're going to create your Instagram subscription, if you haven't already, and you're going to fall in love with all of the different features that you can offer to your subscribers. And you're going to be very tempted to want to tell your subscribers about, hey, make sure you subscribe so you can get my exclusive stories and my daily exclusive feed posts. And you get this little purple crown icon next to your name, and you get to join this private group chat, and you're going to tell them about all these little features that they have, when really, that's not necessarily what your subscribers, or if we can take a step back here, that's not really what your customers care about. They care about the benefits. They care about what's in it for them. Why should they become a subscriber? Yes, they get access to exclusive stories, but why does that matter? Yes, they can join a private group chat, but why does that matter? What is the benefit to them? What can they get out of becoming a subscriber? Even if that benefit is just that it's a way for them to share their thanks, to express gratitude for you as a creator, and a way to become a patron and give back to you. Make sure when you're promoting your subscriptions, no matter where you're promoting them, make sure to focus on the benefits for your subscribers rather than the features of your subscriptions. And speaking of gratitude, speaking of thankfulness, I'll throw in a 11th bonus tip for you, and that is to express gratitude and thankfulness for your subscribers and do it constantly directly to them. Like, you could literally pull up the list of your subscribers and DM each one of them, sending them a personalized video message, thanking them and expressing your gratitude for them and becoming a subscriber, asking them if there's anything they specifically want to see or any kind of content they want you to share within your subscriptions, and really just building that relationship. And or you could also post on your stories, post on your feed, constantly highlighting, thanking, expressing gratitude, and just really, really appreciating your subscribers. When people feel appreciated, when they feel like you are truly grateful for them, they're more likely to stick around. They're more likely to build that relationship with you. They're more likely to recommend your subscriptions to their friends, and they're just going to be a subscriber for longer. Speaking of gratitude, thank you so much for listening today. I really appreciate it. And I have 3 questions. They're all related. 3 questions for you to answer. And those 3 questions are, number 1, are you going to start using Instagram subscriptions and offering that to your followers? And if so, my second second question is, what are you going to offer to them? Is there some sort of specific exclusive benefit? I would love to hear your general thoughts around subscriptions on Instagram. And then my third question is, do you subscribe to anyone? I'm curious, as a consumer now, let's take off our entrepreneur hat and put on our consumer hat. Do you subscribe to anyone? I know personally I subscribe to about two or three people on Instagram, and really just as a way to give back and say thanks to those content creators rather than necessarily to get the perks or the benefits or the features that they offer. I'm really just trying to give back, but that's me. I subscribe to about two or three people. Do you subscribe to anyone? I'm curious. Do you already use it as a consumer? I'm curious your thoughts and if you already use it. Thank you so much for listening today. I really appreciate it. I'll see you in the next episode of Build Your Tribe. Thanks for being here.